This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. There's an unusual experiment in land use going on in southern Colorado. In an historic decision, the state Supreme Court ordered a private property owner to share his ranch with families in the valley that claimed ancestral rights to it. It's a one-of-a-kind attempt to harmonize private and communal land rights, and it's not going especially well, as NPR's John Burnett reports.
After a quarter-century legal struggle, Hispanic ranchers in Costilla County, Colorado, finally have a key. And this is the sound of their victory. A gray-whiskered cowman named Eugene Lobato turns his key, pops a padlock, and pushes open a green steel gate. The road ahead winds up a mountain that his family has used for most of six generations. His herd of Black Angus cattle loiters nearby.
Vacas. Easy, babies. They don't recognize you. They recognize me. If I was by myself, I could go and touch them. Cattle know their masters.
On this side of the gate is Lobato pasture land, which the family owns. On the other side is the common land, a highland tract called La Sierra. Wording in a Spanish land grant said people in this valley had the right to use that property, which includes 14,000-foot Culebra Peak, the tallest, southernmost mountain in the Rockies. For more than 100 years, people treated access to La Sierra as their birthright. They grazed their cattle and sheep there in the summer, hunted elk, fished for cutthroat trout, and gathered wood. Then in 1960, a pugnacious North Carolina lumberman named Jack Taylor bought La Sierra, all 77,000 acres of it. He promptly fenced it off and shut out the villagers. A range war broke out. There was gunfire. It got ugly, and it got litigious. Over the next four decades, judge after judge ruled against the people of Costilla County to regain their rights to La Sierra. Then in 1992, the Colorado Supreme Court surprised everybody by siding with the plaintiffs and ordering the new owner, an Enron executive named Lou Pye, to share the mountain. The decision was like a miracle for Eugene Lobato and other ranchers in the valley.
It meant that we had our rights, that we could continue using the rights that my ancestors had, that we had the rights to come over here to gather wood and to gather lumber to make corrals and to pasture our cattle.
Lobato tramps through dry grass back to his pickup. A herd of elk is silhouetted against a snowbank far across the valley.
How does it make you feel when you stand here and look around at these mountains?
You feel like you're in paradise, like you're in heaven. That's how I feel.
It may feel like heaven, but it's been hell living with the court decision, according to Bobby Hill. He's the wealthy 60-year-old Texas rancher who currently co-owns La Sierra.
Would that work at your house if you bought and paid for your home and somebody said, well, John Doe might come by and stay once every few months for overnight, but then the next thing you know, John Doe brings all his children, and instead of having one person, you have 10 or 15 or 20 that come at their will and their leisure and do whatever they please, and you have no say about that.
Hill and a partner bought the ranch 2 years ago for commercial elk hunting and for stewardship. He knew the key holders were coming. He just thought they could all coexist. The last 2 years have proven the implementation of the court ruling to be chaotic. So far, 324 people have been certified to receive keys, with many more on the way. Old-timers resent that many of them are out-of-staters who merely own real estate in the valley that now carries mountain use rights. Hill complains only grazing and wood gathering are supposed to be allowed, but he says poaching and trespassing are common.
Parents will receive a key, they'll give it to their kid. Their kid will bring three guests with them. There was one person this past two or three weeks that was quoted as saying, oh, if somebody catches you up there, just throw a couple of sticks of firewood in the back of your truck and say you're gathering firewood. These people were up there with a shotgun, meandering up and down a creek, had no intention of gathering firewood because there's no guidelines.
It's true. There's no land use program in force on La Sierra, though one is in the works. Arnold Valdez is a longtime land-grant activist and himself a keyholder, and he's also frustrated.
A lot of people, I'm not saying that everybody's that way, but a lot of people don't respect or they take that key to mean that, oh, we have access to the ranch and we can do what we want.
Valdez and Hill agree separately that if things continue like they're going, La Sierra will end up back in court perhaps with more stringent rules.
This is our opportunity. We're being watched. Either we set the example and do well, and it'll build up some momentum, you know, with other land-grant movements. But we have to be careful in that so we don't overstep the boundaries.
Indeed, land-grant activists in New Mexico have also been fighting to regain rights to ancestral property, and they look to Costilla County as a rare victory, a beacon, and a model. But if things don't improve, La Sierra may be the first and last experiment in the Southwest at sharing private and communal property rights. John Burnett, NPR News.